from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Cyrus Torrence. As a rookie coming in, play every single snap and not even flinch. That's pretty impressive. I remember my rookie year, I was, like I said, flying by the seat of my pants, just trying to hold on to it every week, and he seems like the most laid back, like not too worked up about the situation or anything like that. In 10 years, I think Cyrus is going to be multiple Pro Bowl or All-Pro kind of guy. He's heavy as hell. I mean, I don't think we went backwards one time on our double teams. I think he's going to be a really, really good player and play with him for a long time.
That is Bills right tackle Spencer Brown. He was on Eric Wood's podcast this week, talking there about Osiris Torrence. I saw Spencer Brown last week. Him and Dalton Kincaid had their football camp. Talked about this a little bit last week. It was at West Seneca East High School. They did a great job. It was really cool. A few of their teammates stopped by. Really great job. He's talking about Osiris Torrence there, and how good he is and how good he can be. And I think that is one of the strengths of the Bills this year, their offensive line. If I was to rank all the NFL offensive lines, I don't have every name in front of me and haven't analyzed each one, I certainly wouldn't say they're the best offensive line in the league. But I think you have to go, I don't see many teams that can go probably a good 8, 9, even 10 deep like the Bills can. They're not all pros 10 deep. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if there's somebody getting banged up, an injury up front, they have guys that could fill in. They have guys that could play. They have guys that they really like that we'll see. The jury could still be out on. I get that part too. But you think about it. Going left to right. Deion Dawkins. David Edwards. And that could be a bit of a question, but David Edwards has started at guard in this league. Connor McGovern at center. Natural position for him. He's excited about it. I'm fully confident in that. Right guard, Osiris Torrence. Right tackle, Spencer Brown. Spencer Brown got votes in that, you know, best players from the at each position from the execs and the coaches and front office members and scouts that Jeremy Fowler put out. And then, but think about the depth. Lael Collins, Ryan Vandermark, Alec Anderson, Cedric Van Pran Granger. Now, some of these guys are a little bit more of, okay, you think that they have this potential because you haven't seen them as much. But this team's invested time in Ryan Vandermark and Alec Anderson. They really like him. Lael Collins comes in. He's played all across the offensive line from several different teams. Cedric Van Pran Granger at center. Played at Georgia. Like this is, and then Will Clapp has had, obviously, time in the league. You even go further than that. Then you're getting to guys like Richard Garage, who's been on the team for a year. Kevin Jarvis, who's been in the league a few years. I think this offensive line is pretty good. It's certainly not my concern. My question to you is, what are you most confident in on the Bills roster outside of Josh Allen? And what are you most concerned about with the Bills roster heading into 2024? We'll get connected with our fans right now and get to Wes in Kenmore. Hi, Wes. You're on the Extra Point Show.
I'm most worried about edge rusher because Leonard Floyd is gone. Yeah. And I think I don't know if I can count out AJ Epenesa to be like a starter yet. He was good last year, but he wasn't great.
Yeah, that's a great point, Wes. I agree with you. I'm concerned too because I think this all comes down, Wes, to me for how much Von Miller can rebound. And if he can't, and if he doesn't come back, then there's a major concern there, I think. But if you can get any semblance of Von Miller, I think, Wes, that I think that that would probably alleviate some of your concerns, probably. Would I be right there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Not good at all last year. He had zero sacks.
Yeah.
He had not a lot of tackles.
Yeah, I mean, he was even a healthy scratch towards the end of the year, I guess, you know, healthy as can be. When you think about it that way. Thanks a lot, Wes. I really appreciate the call. That's a good point. It is funny, though, right, that maybe going back to March, April, heading into the draft, we're all talking about wide receiver. And you could still have it as your biggest concern. There's no doubt. It is a concern still what is going to happen with this receiver core. But I think a lot of people are confident that Josh Allen can at least elevate them. And you still have Dalton Kincaid catching passes at the tight end spot. And even Dawson Knox. And you still have James Cook catching passes out of the backfield. But the receiver core itself, definitely a lot of question marks and definitely can be a concern. But it feels like it's not as much of a concern for a lot of people as it was maybe a few months ago. And now that they have names, and they just put a whole bunch of them out there and say, we're going to find guys, and they're going to be okay. And they got guys who put time in this league. That seems like a less of a concern now. I'm concerned about the depth at the secondary spot. The big X factor is Kyrie Elam. If Kyrie Elam can elevate and still play the way that he was showing that he's able to play during spring workouts, I mean, mini camps and mandatory mini camp, OTAs and mandatory mini camp, then man, that could alleviate a lot of that, just like Von Miller coming back and being healthier could alleviate a lot. So, but outside of that, they don't have much on the outside at cornerback. He's the guy. He's literally the third outside corner right now. And you need that to work. You need Kyrie Elam to be able to work and to get to where he should have been by now, and he hasn't been. I'll get to my confidence in a little while, but I know a lot of you want to chime in on what your concern is. We'll continue to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Mike and West Seneca, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Sal, no one's mentioned anything about our special teams. I'm worried about Tyler Bass.
Yeah.
Last year he missed some critical field goals, and that killed us our season. And I think our strengths are running game. So what do you think?
Tyler has to have a better year, Mike. There's no doubt about it. I'm more confident than a lot of people because I've seen him do it, and he had a really good first couple years in the league. I don't know what happened last year. Definitely inconsistent. We all know the kick he made against Kansas City at the end. I don't know if that necessarily cost him the season. Kansas City might score. We can, you know, debate that. But he certainly was not the same kicker last year than I think he had been for the better part of the first 2.5 years of his career here in Buffalo. I like that. Special teams overall, I'll be honest with you, Mike, I have no idea if I should be confident or concerned outside of Tyler Bass because of these new rules on the kickoffs, and I think everyone's going to be kind of trying to figure it out, you know what I mean?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. I don't know. I had my concerns about him because, yeah. Like I said, I just like he was. I was so disappointed at the end yeah. there, and I was like, "Oh, not again!" Because I think he missed one against Miami, I believe, first one, I think.
Yeah, he didn't have a great. I'm going to look up some of his numbers now. Thanks a lot, Mike. Certainly, you're right, though. It was not a good year for Tyler Bass. Anybody who says that, you know, isn't looking at the numbers. He was, 84%, I think, 85%. I have to go take a look exactly last year, but he was much better the first 2 years in the league. He has a strong leg. We've seen that. How much does the holder matter? It shouldn't matter as much as maybe it did. I don't know. As far as special teams overall, it is a really good point. We keep talking about kickoffs, though. Here's a concern for you. Who's the punt returner on this team? Is it Khalil Shakir? I don't think so. If he's going to be your starting slot receiver, which he probably is. Is it Daquan Hardy? Daquan Hardy is a draft pick by the Bills. And he plays corner in the slot. They already have a slot corner, obviously, and that's Taron Johnson. They already have a backup slot corner, and that is Cam Lewis, who's also a safety. Daquan Hardy's not playing on the outside. I mean, just at his size. He's 5'9", 180. He's not playing on the outside. He's a slot corner. But he can return punts. He did return punts in college at Penn State last year. Took two to the house and only 17 returns. It's pretty good. It's pretty good ratio right there. Every one out of every 8.5 went to the house, but he averaged 14.6 yards a punt return. He can do it. I wonder if he's the punt returner. But if that's it, then that's pretty much why you're keeping him. And then you have depth, and then maybe Cam Lewis can be a little extra insurance at safety. You have Cole Bishop, who's a rookie. You can wash all this out. There's no doubt. We can find a way to do it, right? But the major question is he good enough to even do it in the league? Because I don't know on this roster. They have guys. You can put Ty Johnson back there, I guess. I have to take a look if he's actually done it in a game, but I think he has. Let me go see if Ty Johnson... Has Ty Johnson returned punts? I know he's returned kicks, obviously. Has Ty Johnson returned punts in a game? I'm going to guess yes, but I'm going to take a look. Let's see. Kick and punt returns for Ty Johnson. Here we go. Oh, man, I got it wrong. He did not. He has not. He's only returned kicks. So that's probably out of the question. Like I said, Shakir is back there. You could do that. Other guys, Andy Isabella, obviously. Andy Isabella is on the roster. I'm staring right at him here. But then you have to keep another guy at wide receiver. What does that look like? Samuel, Coleman, Shakir, Hollins, I think, are locks. I think MVS probably makes it. And there might be one spot for a shorter in Isabella. Chase Claypool looked really good during spring workouts. That's a concern I have. What's your biggest confidence? What's your biggest concern? My concern is depth in the secondary. I have a concern about punt return, but they'll figure that out. They always, you'll have somebody there who can do it. My concern is having a guy that teams need to know can rush the passer. And if that can be Von Miller, that would be great. But you can't count on that. I know Greg Rousseau has done it pretty well, not great. A.J. Epenesa has done it pretty well, not great. They don't have that one great guy. That'd be great if Von Miller, I keep saying great, but it would be amazing if the great career of Von Miller had some sort of resurrection. Those are some of my concerns. I do have some confidences, though, in this roster. One of them is the O-line. I'll give you another one. Maybe my biggest confidence when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, stick with me. Dan Fates in Rochester coming up at 11 a.m.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.